In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today is the 6th month, the 25th day of the year 2023, and it's the 4th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice there.
And it's the feast day of St. William.
Yes.
Will I Am. That's a good name. So I think somebody we know has that name.
I know.
Yeah.
It's becoming famous for some and infamous for others. And infamous really is not always a bad name. Infamous, famous, famous. In town here. So it's a good battle going on here though. Thank God, you know. A lot's going to come from this.
Yeah.
I think though, basically what's going to happen when the Chinese come in here and we give them the red carpet treatment, because they're a lot less evil in the United States. Come on, start with the faggots in town, please.
Yeah.
You know, let them Chinese march down here and rip the shit out of them. You know? But they're going to favor us. God's going to do miracles because we're going to need them, like they did with St. Patrick and Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel and Babylon. So we are going to be on the grid. You know. Now, there's another thing we talk about on this particular topic. Now, I just said we're off the grid, whoopee-dee, and that's really good. But that's not so good if they come in and take away your home.
Yeah.
So we still need God. I mean, we were talking about this before. I mean, you can only go so far with your survival crap. You know, it's not crap. I'm not going to put it down. But some people do go too far.
Yeah.
They're putting everything in their survival, and we're going to survive. We got 10 years of food. We store food here, too. We do all of that. We don't get carried away, though. My point is, we have done the off-the-grid thing. And I'm doing that just because of economics. It's good just to be off-the-grid. You don't have to... But when the Antichrist comes to power, he could just drive up here with a couple half tracks and some policemen, arrest us, and take over our homes. And we're dead. What are we going to do? What? Unless God protects us. You know, and that's my point. If God doesn't protect us, we're dead. We're dead. We're doomed. That's it. They can come in and take our computers. They can take all our drives. They can steal all our stuff and lock us up in jail. And that's the end of the Catholic faith on earth. Unless God gets us out of jail, we start all over again. Now, we may be locked up in jail for a short period of time and let out one or two of us, all of us. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work, but I know one thing's definite because our faith tells us that when you read the Bible. What is definite? What am I hinting at about one thing we know is definite from the scriptures in the Bible, especially in the New Testament? Regarding us and the Catholics.
Two witnesses die. Two witnesses die.
This is what martyrs, yeah, but what happens before that?
A small remnant that will survive.
Huh?
A small remnant that will survive.
Yeah, and?
God will protect us.
Why do we know he's going to protect us? Because the whole world almost hates us.
Hates us.
It says, and the whole world hates them. Mm-hmm. Read Apocalypse chapter 11. Well, let me read it for you. You get it while you're here. Let me read it. Give you guys a little lesson. I'm sure you all read it already anyway. I'm sure y'all all read it anyway. I'm turning into Southern. You guys?
You want me to go to HD mode?
Yeah, go to HD mode right, now. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. You guys read the Bible?
Yes.
Yeah, I read the Bible? That's good, good. Good. Sometimes?
It's like honey in the mouth.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because this is Romans, you know, the two witnesses verses, though. So our faith tells us this, anyway. And I will give unto my two witnesses, and they shall be prophesying 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth, particularly when the Antichrist is in power. Visible, full, his 3.5-year reign. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire shall come out of their mouths and shall devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, in this manner must he be slain. You know, I felt some smoke coming from my neighbor's house the other day. I think God burnt her up in her. You know, God's doing this already, really. I know, it's a fact. God's killing these people. The witches, I don't need to know about it, and I don't care. It would be nice if I knew about it, but I don't care. I know God's doing it, because how do you think we're still here?
I know.
Yeah. God's killing warlocks and witches that are putting curses on us. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The top-level demonic people in this world that are putting curses on us, he may not be killing all of them, some of them he's punished, but he's punishing every one of them, and they're getting hurt really bad. And that's why that's why we're still here. Even that was what I'm saying. Yeah. I can't wait to the time when we can start frying these people like crispy critters. Okay, so here's the part two. They have power to shut up heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over the waters, to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with all plagues. As often as they say, well, it's beautiful, a smorgasbord of plagues. I get, you know, imagine what we can do on the faggots and all this kind of stuff. I'm sure he's not going to let us take down everything, because the Antichrist is still ruling, but every time they mess with us, this is the blowback we're going to get. I said this many times. Or they won't even let us stay on the internet. They control the whole internet.
Yeah, I know.
So if you take down the internet, 14,000 people die in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem tomorrow. Every day that we're down. A couple days like that, oh, okay, put them back on the internet. Give them one station. I want one internet website, I want one TV station, and I want one radio station. And I don't want you touching them. You see, how else is this going to happen unless God protects us? But we know it's going to happen. You're reading here that the whole world hates us, right? And it says, and when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the abyss shall make war against them and overcome them and kill them. What better way to die than as a martyr?
Exactly.
You got two choices, like Ron, which he did do penance. You suffer in bed, and it's great. You do work off a lot of penance, but it's a lot of pain and a lot of dragging out. And or you die as a martyr, so what's the big deal? And when they shall have finished their test, the beast shall overkill them, and their bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, Jerusalem, which is called spiritually Sodom and Egypt, where the Lord was crucified. That's Jerusalem. Tells you where the Antichrist's home is, right? And it says, and they that dwelt upon, here's the key verse, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt upon the earth. That's how we know we're going to be here. God's going to protect us. They're going to hate us. And I'm going to love them hating us. I love that they hate us. I always say it a million times. I love them as long as they're alive to be converted, but I love that they hate us. Because if they loved us, I'd be like them, right? It's like saying, I want the devil to love me. Why doesn't Satan love me? What do I got to do, Satan, to make you love me? You're dead. You're dead. And the whole world really is sort of, they want Satan to love them, you know? I want him to hate me more and more every day because I hate him too. He's in hell. He's damned. I hate him. But right there, you're reading it. We're going to be a thorn in their ass. Whatever they do to us, it's temporary. We're going to be here, and we're going to be preaching that word, and it's going to be, as I tell you guys, you got to watch Moses and St. Patrick. I call St. Patrick the Moses of Ireland.
Yeah.
After you've been watching Moses, I mean, picture yourself, picture your Moses. For 1 minute, you're Moses. Okay. Bruce, I want you to go into Washington, D.C. to the military industrial complex in front of the military and the president. I want you to tell them so-and-so and so-and-so, or you're going to do this and this to that, and you're going to free my... You mean just me, Bruce? Just me alone? With no army? I mean, with... Don't worry about it. I'll be with you. And God was with Moses. And with Patrick. And he'll be with us. And a lot of them know it already. A lot, I mean, what I mean a lot at the high level, they know it. Stuff happens like when people should come to your property, they want to rob your place, and all of a sudden, Michael's up there, or your guardian angel with a big sword. I don't recommend it. They go, whoa, whoa! And you know how fast the word spreads around town? Don't go by that house. There's an angel protecting it. And you know how we know it? Because when we were young, the opposite, you would say, don't go by that house because there's a devil in it. Because people would see like demonic things or something. They say, it's a haunted house. So the word spreads around town. I walked by that house and I seen some devils in there and they got these people doing devil stuff. So the whole neighborhood, I mean, that stuff spreads like fire. And the people that put curses on you, the high-level witches, and it doesn't work, they know they go, there's somebody protect, their God is protecting, and we can't get to them. So we still do what's humanly possible. I like to kill people. I won't mind killing a few myself, you know what I mean? If God gives me the privilege, I would love to do it so much. Imagine if we had the poop in front of me right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing I couldn't do to that guy that would satisfy my anger against him.
Yeah.
Peel his skin off, pour vinegar on, don't kill him right away, let him heal up a little bit and do it again, then bring him back out of the basement, throw him into a cesspool overnight, and let him live there. I mean, that's what hell is all about, right?
Yeah.
You see, and why do I say that? You see, what was the problem with the Israelites when they left Egypt And God did all those wonderful miracles for them. And he did wonderful, beautiful miracles. He freed them from Pharaoh. The plagues were the firstborn were all killed in Egypt and all that. But there was something that God then said, okay, God's doing all this stuff for them, right? Then he required them have to do stuff for on their own. And when did that happen? They refused. Then there was a point where they had to sort of participate in this deliverance. Yes.
That's it, right there.
You owe me $10. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, well, when Moses says, we're not going to just walk into Canaan. God's not going to do the same type of miracles he did with us as he did when he did it alone. He wants us to go in and fight the Canaanites. Mm-hmm. This is my point, you see?
Yeah.
He wants us to learn how to defend ourselves, because what good is a nation if they can't fight and defend themselves? God will help you when there's no other one to help you. But there's a point where he wants to train you up to kill people. Judges 3:10. Train up thy children to war so that they may learn to fight with their enemies. So this was the thing where they failed, because now he said, Joshua and Caleb passed the test out of the 12 spies, but the 10 of them were chicken shits. And they went, we're big, they're big, the Canaanites, they're big, we're just as smaller giants, you know? And we're just as big. I mean, forget about it. And Joshua says, when God leads, there is no risk, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So the Jews, they were chickens. Those Jews, the bad ones, were chickens. They didn't want to go in and fight for it. They can't God do what he did when he did in Egypt and just go, look, and here's what he's saying. Even when you have to fight, which you should want to fight for God, God's with you when you're fighting. Read the Maccabees. When Judas Maccabees was fighting, they saw the guys that he were fighting, they saw two angels on either side deflecting the darts, the arrows, and the swords, deflecting Judas Maccabees. And he's just going down the middle, mowing people down, and he's got two angels on his side protecting him. So even when you're going out and fighting for God and killing people, God protects you even then, but he requires you to do the killing. He's not going to do all the killing for you. Stand up on your own 2 feet and do a little bit of killing. It's like a young kid, you know, when he's a little kid. In the hunting days, you'd hunt for your food. And you say, boy, now you're getting old enough, I'm going to have to train you how to hunt, because I've been hunting for you, and that's good, and I've given you the meat. Now you're old enough to carry a gun. I'm going to teach you how to use it and teach you how to hunt. So you can go out and shoot that animal, and when you become a father, you can go out and hunt for your kids. So this is what we say about if you want to be a good Catholic, a true Catholic. Or I'd say you're even a heretic if you don't believe what I'm going to say right now. You got to be willing to die and kill for Christ.
Yeah.
Die, kill, kill, die, God, die, kill, kill, die, die, kill, kill, die, die, kill, kill, die. Kill Roy, kill this, kill Roy, kill Joe, whoever you want to kill. Kill Sidney, kill the Jews, kill the faggots, kill them. You got to be willing to do both. We got a lot of chickens in this world. That's why I tell people, you got to read the Bible. If you're not reading the Bible, you're not going to have the strength of God. You're going to be full with this mushy teddy bear God that we got running around today.
Yeah.
You know what's ironic about the whole thing, too? Because the United States, you know, everybody pretends to be like peacenik. But when we kill, we just drop bombs on people and wipe out whole areas. And we don't put it on TV, so you don't see the aftermath. Only when the other people do it, we put it on TV to make them look like bad guys. And a lot of times, it's a setup. So, we do, that's my point, we do the human thing. I love what St. Augustine said. Yeah. Pray as if everything depended on God, and work as if everything depended on you. Now, if you really believe everything depends on you, that's a heresy, that's Pelagianism. Augustine's not a Pelagian heretic, but you know what he meant.
Yeah.
He's saying, work as everything depends on you, but even if everything's depending on your work, even God is the one who's getting your work done. So when they were in there fighting the Canaanites, eventually, with Joshua, and Maccabees were fighting, God was with them. You can't, if God's grace goes, before every good thing man does, God's grace goes before it to inspire him to do it, join the act so he can do the act, and then he rewards him afterwards. Grace, grace, grace. But, so my point is, even when you go out and kill people, sometimes the devil inspires you to kill people too, and God allows it. So evil people kill also, that's murder. There's a difference between murder and killing people. But we got a lot of sappy people in the world here today. I mean, how could you look at what you're looking at TV, especially the corruption in the Western nations? Take a look at the corruption in the Western nations. Take a look what the pedophiles, the child molesters, the homosexuals, the drug addicts, the gangbangers, the people that are murdering people in the inner cities. The people that are robbing people like crazy, the politicians. You just take a look at the corruptions. Turn on your TV and look what these packets are doing, marching all over the place. I mean, if you don't have righteous indignation against them, and if you don't want to kill them, if, say, we are in power, I give them warning. If we come to power, I say, you got 1 month to straighten your ass out. After that, death penalty. I warned you, okay? I don't want to kill you if I don't have to, but if you continue to do the homo thing, we're going to kill you. They did that in all societies. That's what we wrote about. We got to go back to the laws that were on the books not too long ago. Homosexuality was a crime, just like murder, just like rape. You're going to give civil rights to rape artists, to murderers? Then why are you giving it to these freaks? Once you let these freaks come to power, they're going nuts.
Exactly.
And they're saying, we're coming after your kids, these fairy... Try to do that in Russia and China, your ass is dead.
Yeah.
Or a Muslim country, you're dead. Watch out for these people that are patriotic jackasses that support democracies.
Yeah.
These Western nations. You want to support them, you're going to go down with them.
Yeah.
You deserve to die with them. You know what I say about all these people that don't oppose the LGBT the way they should?
Yeah.
All your kids should be faggots.
Yeah.
That one verse, because you forgot my law, forget your children. You deserve to be pillaged.
Yeah.
How can a country like this or Europe ever be delivered when the whole leadership are Freemasonic, working towards the destruction of their own countries for the Jewish purpose, controls the whole military? How do you think you're going to be able to fight again? You need an outside force to come in. That outside force is even going to be working for the Antichrist in the beginning. He's going to use them to destroy Europe, but they're not going to totally go along with them because they're not going to buy the whole package, and Antichrist knows that. He's never going to be able to totally control the Russians or the Chinese. He's controlling them now to a degree. Under the Soviet Union, he controlled them 100%. They are right in the hand of the devil. Then they tried to turn it into a Western capitalistic thing like we have, and that failed when Putin came to power and kicked out the oligarchs. That point already, Russia's beginning to rebel against their plan. They're not going along with it. That's already getting so much heat. You still got Jews over there trying to work. I was just reading about now how the Orthodox Jews today, none of this stuff like in the Vatican II where the Jews are God's chosen people, no way. You know, we in the Western churches. We say St. Augustine and Chrysostom were anti-Semites because they talk against the Jews. They go into Western, Eastern churches and try to say that, they'll kill you. They don't have none of that over there. So are they still being used by the Jews to a degree? But they're not totally control them. They know it. In my opinion, they lost a lot of control over them when Putin came to power. And they know it. But Putin's going to play the game for his own purpose. What's China and Putin's purpose? They don't like the West neither. So they have a little type of an agreement where they're going to work together to take over, but they're not going to totally play the game of the Antichrist. You're not going to get the Russian Orthodox to give up to Christianity. The Western people already did. They don't even care.
Remember the one that Nathaniel just brought up too, the Orthodox?
Nathaniel.
The
Orthodox Church in America has now just came out and said the Jews are God's chosen people and they're under a covenant.
Yeah.
The author, Brother Nathaniel Kapper, the converted Jew,
mm-hmm.
he's an Orthodox himself, and he belongs to the Russian church in here, but he said the American Orthodox now is supporting the Jews.
Yeah.
You know? So you got to work with the lesser evils, and God converts them, and it's going to take a miracle, too. So when you get Putin in here, or Xi Jinping, China's going to come in here, I mean, they're not going to just... right now, even though God could be working with right now,
mm-hmm.
and they already know about it. See, like, remember when you watched the movie Jeremiah? You got to watch that.
I know.
And when the Babylonians came in to destroy Jerusalem,
yeah.
The Babylonians came in and they freed Jeremiah. And this Jeremiah? He said, "How do you know me?" He says, "All Babylonians know Jeremiah. My master told me to set you free. All the Chinese know you, and the Russians, you know, they know that you're not going along with all this crap in the West. The West drug addiction, alcoholism. Look at it. Look at it. The pedophilia. They said the number one purveyor of pornography and child is the United States. Watch out for these people that they got stars in their eyes with this. Sis, boom, ba, democracy, United States, democracies, and West. Yeah.
Well, even like Caviezel, and he was on Band.
Caviezel said it, yeah.
That they're the number one buyers. Like Mexico's the supply. That's what Eduardo
but
was
the United States is the
number one buyers of sex.
Yeah, he was real convicted, wasn't he, that Eduardo?
And he came out and said, Russia hates all this stuff.
Yeah.
They'll have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And China. So, you know, you got
to... I'm glad Bannon was there to hear it, though.
I know.
Maybe you should kick a little bit.
Bannon was always a little bit okay with the Russians a little bit.
Yeah.
But his thinking is on the Chinese.
Right.
But he still sits Boom Ba.
Yeah.
That's why Bannon needed to hear it.
Yeah,
sits Boom Ba, United States, Western democracies. That's why I say to people, you know, we talk about like the Holocaust lie and 9/11. If you looked at the 9/11 videos and you didn't accept that, even though no Pope said we declare the abiding decree, we'll never let you become a Catholic because you're an inveterate liar. You're lying about, you're just an inveterate liar, which is an immoral, nasty thing, which will prevent you from even accepting deeper dogmas, or you're going to fall out of one dogma or another. So the question asked a lot of these people who try to make Russia to be the big bad guy, and trying to, big bad guy. Fatima refutes that, because remember, Russia was, so she's telling you it's the opposite. But I just say this. Which country is more, way more immoral and corrupt, Russia or the United States? Mm-hmm. If you don't answer honestly, I'll kick you out. I'll kick you off the site. I'll kick you out of the church.
Yeah.
You're not even in. If you're not in the church, you're never going to get in the church thinking like that. Because
yeah.
You can argue about Putin stole the Antichrist. I'm not talking about how we. What I'm talking about something that can be known.
Yeah.
Homosexuality, transgenderism,
right.
Alcoholism, drug addiction, pedophilia, human slavery. He hates it all.
Yeah.
China's even better on it in the sense because they're even strict. They got stricter rules. So. All right, why are you complaining? We got to take people like Bannon. Okay, Bannon. Okay. We'll argue later about the founding of this country because it was never good. Even though it was good, I mean, it wasn't immoral all the time. That's only because the Freemasons were hiding it because the people were moral, so they couldn't. But let's not argue that right now. Let's argue what we're looking at today. The United States is under total control of the Antichrist and extreme lefty liberals. They control the military, they control the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the military complex, the judicial system. Everything you need to have a coup, they already control it. How are you going to get it back? Mm-hmm. You ain't going to get it back. It's over. What should your prayer be? Send an external force in and wipe them out. And, you know, it's interesting. Start working with the Russians in the back room and the Chinese, and when they come in here... Thank God. Your prayer should be, let them come in and purify this place. How else is it going to be purified if it's not by a military takeover? And who do you think is the best to do that? You want this to continue?
Exactly.
It's not going to stop. They're in total power.
Yeah.
You need this total military takeover.
Right.
And you know what's interesting? Anything on Flynn, he's really good. I didn't realize he's doing a lot of work with the Russians. I always thought he was.
Uh-huh.
But they showed out, he exposed all the corruption in the military. He was talking about all the stuff that they're doing over there and how much he was in much favor with the Russians and talking with a lot of Russians. I said, any person, when your country goes really bad to that point where you lost all your organs of power, there's only one deliverance, outside invasion. Even the Babylonians, when they finally went real bad and God punished them, he sent the Persians, the Iranians, and they conquered the Babylonians. When the Greeks went bad, God sent the Romans, and the Romans conquered the Greeks. So when you get really bad, I mean, do you think we're going to change this country by some electoral process? We still try because we want to witness the people, but it's not going to happen that way. We've seen it with you.
Yeah.
You're an example of what happens with anybody who even tries to get a foot in the door. So... Once they have the levers of power like they have, and they control the banking system, financial networks, you need external force. And, the Jews are going to use the Russians and the Chinese for their benefit because they need an army to conquer Europe, United States. But at the same time, they know they're not going to be able to totally control them either. They're never going to get them to flip over. So I think they already are rebelling against the Antichrist. Since the fall of the oligarchs, if you look at Putin, he kicked out all the Russian oligarchs and sent them to Israel. They hate the guy. The only question I require of people though is if you idolize the West and you keep putting down the East, I don't want you here because you're a liar.
Yeah.
You're an absolute inveterate liar. And for what reason would you want to defend the West?
I know.
The West as it is today.
I know.
What are you defending? What? Look what they do to us.
I know.
They they block us. They shut us off. They cut us off the internet. You can't quote a Bible verse. You can quote a Bible verse in Russia. Quite a few, too. So what's going on here? Where are the people that try to blame the West for everything? I mean, the East.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, I said, even, it's amazing. The Soviet Union, they were totally under the domination of the Jew and controlled by the Jew. And they wanted, the oligarchs were doing the same thing when they were in power through capitalism. They were doing the same thing. But my point is this, it's very interesting too, right? Because now the whole plan was simple capitalism and communism was only an end to bring the Jew to power. Because what is he doing now in the United States? We're becoming more and more communistic. Communism is evil. Okay, socialism, as Hitler preached, is not evil, it's good. That's an ideal form of government. Even best when you have a king instead of just a dictator. That's the ideal form of government, good socialism. But communism is evil. And so what are we seeing? Communism very being implemented here and being denied over there. And the Marxist communism they're talking about, the Chinese don't support that. It's a total different type of communism. Because they still care about their people. They're all Chinese. The Jews controlled Soviet Union communism. The Jews hated the Russians. You had the white Russians fighting together. Chinese don't want to kill their own people. They have a different form of communism, totally different than the Soviet Union's type of communism, which was run by apostate Jews. Chinese are running Chinese over in China. Basically, they're not like the Jews who want to kill the Goy cattle. Chinese don't want to kill their own Chinese people. Their communist ideas are not correct, but at least they want the common good for their people. The Jews under the Soviet Union can't stand the people. They're goy cattle. They're just sheep, as Hitler said perfectly. So, you're looking at when the Chinese or the Russians come in here, they may already know about us, maybe they don't, but they're going to know about us, and when God does a miracle, He's going to convert them. They may not be converted like Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't convert right away, but he favored them. He allowed the Jews to practice their own religion. He gave them religious liberty. They didn't have, only one time did he force them to worship. Remember with the gold, he set up the golden, they enticed them to set up the golden statue of him and required everybody to worship. That's when Daniel and the three Hebrew children went, Azariah, Mishael, and Abednego. They said, I ain't going to do that now. And then, but he ended up repenting later on. You know? But God did a lot. God, the lion's den and all that. So we're going to have stuff happening like that. But this lecture for all you stupid people that think, first of all, I said in the beginning, the United States was already, from the beginning, a Freemasonic organization. God doesn't support democracies. They're evil by their very nature. So that's just another thing. And the only reason this country was kind of moral in the beginning was because the people were more moral, and the Freemasonic rulers of this country could not come out and preach their doctrine. They always wanted to get where we are today. So just remember where we are today. And you think we're going to get out of this? You deserve it anyway. You're not going to get out of this. Anytime you bring a case like Mike Lindell in a voting thing, the judge throws it out. And they don't even present a law. They kicked you out without even presenting. That's communism. That's evil. We don't, in a Catholic country, we don't do that. We say, Will, this is going to be an open trial. Here's the law you violated and defend yourself.
Yeah.
What you're doing to us is horrible. And that you want to come out and say, sis, boom, bye, USA, USA, Canada, England, Ireland, Germany, Spain, France, you're all a bunch of bums. The space ran out on the storage drive, and hence what follows is from another video camera of... And the video is of a lesser quality. You're all these liberal democracies. Not the people. There's a lot of these people that are right wing like us living under these. And they know what you want. My point is, what you don't understand, the whole beginning of your democracy and liberalism was your downfall. So what is your solution? Look for an outside power. Because the ones that are ruling now are working for your own destruction. They're working for the Jews. To overthrow the leaders of these countries. And when Antichrist comes to power, they're going to say, good, job well done. They hate their own countries. And all these people, so how are you going to get free from this? What does he think we're going to do, like Bannon? Are we going to, like, us patriotic people we're going to get access to nuclear weapons? And the only
way... We're going to vote them out.
Yeah, we're going to vote them out. Yeah, the only way it's going to happen is if... Russia or China supported you with weapons. No. Then you can do something. But you've got to be making a deal with an external power. Or you're dead. My thing is, I said, just stay back and watch your thing work out. It's going to work itself out. Anyway, I didn't want to do a lecture today because, although this could serve as a lecture, and the reason is I'm almost catching up, as you noticed. Now you guys know what took so long about this politics. We want to burden you guys down until it was all done. It's still going to be going on, but with the meat of it's done. It was massive.
Yeah.
We didn't even put everything up that went on. So we're getting emails, we're responding, we're dealing with these people, I'm saving a record of it, I'm doing the researches. It took up all my time, which is fine because I like doing this. So I had to. But this week, you see, I caught up on a lot of stuff that I'm doing, and I got only, this is one more week, and I think I'll be caught up. And what I'm working on now, this is just to let you guys know, I want to put up my lecture on gambling, on good gambling and simple gambling, and so he had the gambling thing up, and we had the question about the Council of Elvira, where it's condemning all gambling, and we went over all of that, right? Now, Brother TJ, you guys probably remember about the gambling thing. So that caused me at that period to research it. I got all this stuff on it. It's really good. I've been getting. Then also the political thing came through you, and I had to put that on the back burner. Well, this week I put it on the front burner, and I'm working on it. I got an article called Good versus Simple Gambling. It's going to be a good article. It's going to show your gambling is not intrinsically evil. It was allowed, even the apostolic constitutions. It's the addiction to gambling or sinful gambling that's evil. Just goes into one thing. It says addiction to gambling or alcohol. But they didn't ban alcohol. It's just a drunkard. So it's very important because Elvira, what a count. Now, I'm glad this came up is because I always knew the council was bad.
Yeah.
But, and Stoicky.
Diamonds.
Wow, now, but I studied, it's interesting, you're going to like the article when it comes out. It's got the Novatian heresy in there. Novatus was the guy that came out and said that the lapses, if you committed a sin of idolatry, you can never be forgiven. You're done. And so he had no mercy on the lapses. So if they came back, you're done. You're done. And Cyprian, and oh, you're brutal. Cyprian also was fighting against the other heresy, which was the lapses would convert, and they would then let them back in one day. He would make a, oh, and then he's full communion. Well, that's no good neither. They got to do penance. They got to pay for 3 or 4 years or 5 years, and then we'll let them in.
The Stoic and Epicureans.
Exactly right. The Stoic and Epicureans. And the Novatians were Stoics to the highest degree.
Yeah.
You're going to find it really interesting, because there was a letter called El Altaribus, which was railing against gambling. It was crazy. And in that particular letter, which was around the 3rd century, he says, gamblers go with prostitutes, they're liars, they're perjurers, they're dishonest. All gamblers go with prostitutes? I mean, I've seen a lot of I knew a lot of gamblers, brother. Most of them don't go with prostitutes, you know. I mean, a lot of my friends, we all gamble. I mean, because you're a gambler, you automatically go with prostitutes. You already become a liar. You already become dishonest. I mean, you get carried away. And he says gambling is a sin of idolatry. You're not even a Christian if you call it like idolatry. You're not even a Christian. And he says you cannot be forgiven for it if you gamble. Ever. And so, and this is an Alatari boost, right? And they attributed it to St. Cyprian. And St. Cyprian was the complete opposite of a Novatian. He was fighting the Novatians. Then they proved this is not Cyprian because it's not in the way he speaks. And it's not his way of thinking. And they had a couple of other reasons to... Not Cyprian. They wanted to drag Cyprian into it. But it was written in the form of either a bishop or a pope. Because he talks about having an apostolic see. It's either a bishop or a pope.
Hmm.
So what one guy says, well, obviously the way this is written, where he's saying there's no forgiveness, that's a Novatian heretic. So he's either a Novatian bishop or a Novatian pope. Antipope. And there was only one Novatian antipope. It was Novatian himself.
Hmm.
He was an antipope. So what I'm saying is that whole letter... Is written by a Novatian heretic who was a bishop or a pope, and it wasn't by Cyprian. Because if Cyprian tried, oh, see, all get. But when you look at I take the letter apart piece by. It's embarrassing, the stuff he's. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. They're the worst people in the world. They're all squanders of their wealth. They all lose their money for their families. Like that. I said, look, sinful gamblers are guilty of some of those things. And that's sinful gambling. I said, but not every gambler, even not every single sinful gambler goes with prostitutes. or lies or cheats. He just loses at gambling. He's a lousy gambler and he doesn't know when to stop. I mean, it's crazy. But what just got me to look at it, that was like around the 3rd century they're talking about, this Alatari boost. Then when is the Council of Elvira, 306, the 4th century, right? And between that gap, Novocianism is in there. I'm glad, because I've been wanting to write that for a long time. They got stuff, too, brutal penances, like first-time offender of doing something they after 20 years, you know? Like, it's crazy. Like, King David, according to them, would never be a murder. They'd give him, like, 20 or 30 years. He wouldn't even be able to function as king. He'd be under penance. Now, God makes you do punishment due to sin, but they will put you under this penance where you weren't allowed to come back into communion with the church until it was done. It's a long thing. But that's what I'm doing this week, and that's why I didn't want to do a lecture today, so I did that other lecture. Because I want to, the more I do new lectures, the more I got to edit them. And that takes up more of my time. But so I got the gambling thing. I got the King Charles coronation, the King Charles III coronation I want to bring in. And I'll be caught up with that. And so everything's going good, but I try to limit my lectures. But I think the first part of this, maybe we'll do something with that. There'll be a point when I get done with all my written works where I can just probably do the lecture on the Lord's Day, listen to it the very next day, and get it all done. Because I'm not going to have to do so much writing. But here's my point on the gambling lecture. Because this is what happened when Dermot put it up on his site. Council of Elvira! All gambling is evil of the devil. Boom. Council of Elvira also says that anybody who has images in the church is anathema. You're not allowed to have images in the church. That's iconoclastic heresy. That's iconoclasm. They also said you're not allowed to have candles in a cemetery because it's like it summons up evil spirits or something. And they also said women cannot be in cemeteries at night because at nighttime, some women could do some evil things at night. All women? No women can be in a cemetery at night? They don't have to be at nighttime. They can fornicate in the house during the day. I mean, it's stupid stuff that they say, these Novocians, these stole-type heretics. We got more examples in this article I'm writing. It's almost done. But before I post it, because now all I got left is sinful and good gambling, the stuff I already laid out in the lecture, I'm going to put it in the article. I'm going to post it on the site. TJ, who is a professional poker guy, can look at it. I gambled a lot. I said I went from being a good gambler to a sinful gambler to a good gambler, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, is that easy to you? What does that mean? I don't think any of you will get this.
No.
I think maybe you will. If you do, I'm going to give you money. What do you mean when I was a good gambler? What was I doing when I was a good gambler?
Moderating.
No, when I was counting cards.
Successful.
Oh, okay.
And you were able to win with one deck. When you count cards with one deck, you're always winning. So you're not losing. Yeah. It's not like you're, and I was trying to do that for a living. Like TJ, professional poker, some guys can do it for a living. So I was counting cards with one deck, and if you count right, you're going to come out winning most of the time. You can make a living on it. And that's why he had six decks. Now, sinful gambling, six decks. They only play three quarters and they reshuffle. You can count cards all you want. You're going to end up losing more than winning. It's against you. So I was trying to make a living with the six decks. That's when I was doing all it. And $100 a day was my thing. I can make $500 a week. You can do that with one deck. You can't do it with six decks. Now, but I'm trying to make a living at simple gambling. So when I went back to good gambling, I just went, no more. You can't make a living on this. I'm going to do it for recreation. So when I play blackjack now, I go with $50 and I plan to lose it. I'm not making a living off of it. It's for recreation. You can spend your $50 for going to a movie, a play. You can go to a vacation. You can go skiing. You can do whatever you want for $50. I want to play blackjack. And you play it with the intention that you're going to lose it just for the fun of the game. Then I want, that's good gambling. So good, simple, good. See, it's the whole game. What I said about the Stoics, they don't understand the natural law that God put in people's hearts. A lot of stuff they're trying to do, say to you, is against nature even. They condemn chess. Or Yahtzee, anytime you roll it, they thought dice was the devil. Why is it dice? The devil, he came up with the whole thing in Atari books. The devil invented dice. It's an invention of the devil. They think chess, games, Stoics are an invention of the devil. You know? Anyway, so that's the end of that.